This is the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose, where I strategize with business owners on how to grow and scale their businesses to hit their income goals. This is episode 384 of the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose. Today, we're going to be talking about a content sprint, how you're going to get 1 month of content in 5 days. Now, if you haven't already noticed, we have kind of had a theme over the last couple of weeks because I was content batching. I was making sure that I was fully answering everything that you would have about being more productive and efficient with going through and content batching your content when it comes to not only your blog content, your social media, your email. Now I'm going to be able to show you how to do it in just 5 days. So before we do that, I want to make sure that if you haven't already jumped into the Insiders Group at the podcasting discount of 40% off, that you do so. We actually did a content sprint inside of the membership for the month of January, where I walked people through, my members, through the trainings on how to do this. And then we actually did it so that they were held accountable and got it done. All right. So in order to increase productivity and consistently create content, a content sprint will create 1 month of content in just 5 days. So what exactly is a content sprint? You're going to see some that are designed in all different ways. Some are going to be designed so that it can take up to 2 weeks for you to do. Some are designed so that you can just focus on blog content. The idea behind a content sprint is that you are able to knock out content not only for your blog, but your social and your email, in which it is done in just 5 days so that you can have everything ready to go. So what are the benefits of the content sprint? Well, obviously, you're saving a ton of time. You're being more effective and efficient in what you are able to produce because you have a strategy behind the content that you are putting out. You have a content plan that you're able to look at and be able to put into a content calendar to be able to move forward. So instead of just penciling things in, you actually get it done. Now, prior to the content sprint, it is really important that you go through and do two different things that you need to understand. The first is going to be a content batching template. And that template, you can actually grab, we're going to link to it right here for you. So the content batching template is going to have you focus on the product or service that you are trying to have as your call to action, as your end game, as well as focus on that avatar. Who is it that you're trying to create that content for? What are the problems that they have, and what are the tone in which you're speaking to them? So that you can make sure that when you're doing this content sprint, it is geared towards that person. You're not jumping all over the place in your tone and what level or what age you're talking to. You're talking to a very specific portion of your audience that you are trying to attract. The other piece that you have to understand prior to the content sprint is time batching. And we've talked about that in a previous episode. The idea behind time batching is being able to put in specific tasks into windows of time. And you have to look at your calendar in order to put those in. I explain that more in the time batching episode. So make sure that you jump back and go through that if you're unfamiliar. Okay. So your 5-day content sprint is going to look like this. Day one, you need to do your keyword research. You need to get into a keyword tool. Again, we've talked about numerous keyword research tools that you can use, anything from Uber Suggest, Keywords Everywhere, KeySearch, RankIQ, Ahrefs, and SEMrush. Those are some of the most popular ones that are used. I personally use KeySearch. I find it easy to be able to use for myself. It is relatively inexpensive. I think I pay $17 a month for it, for the searches, and I'm able to then take that keyword research and put it in so that I understand where my content is going to go. I'm able to batch my content based on the keyword research. So if you haven't listened to the episode where we talked about how to content batch, you need to go back and go and listen to that. That's going to really help you understand how you're going to do your keyword research to be able to create content batching for your blog, and then how you will repurpose that for social media and your email. All right, day two, you're going to now outline the content. You're going to take the keyword research, and you've already looked at your competition and you know what some of the headers are going to be and what a good meta description would be. So now I want you to actually outline that content. You're gonna start making sure you have a title that works well. I often will use ChatGPT in order to help me with my titles so that they are more attention grabbing, and still use my keywords though, of course. I'm also going to write my meta descriptions. Again, I like to use AI to help me with this so that I can make little tweaks here and there based on the words that they pull using my keywords. And then I'm going to put my headings in. Now, when you're outlining it, I want you to think about outlining just like you did when you were in elementary school. When you did Roman numeral one and Roman numeral two, and then Roman numeral two has a big A to it because it has little pieces of it. And then you do a big B, and then, under big B, you have to do number one and number two. That is how you were doing your outline. You're just using your headings within WordPress. So you're using your H2, your H3, H4, you're using bullets if it works. You're using numbers if it works better for you. You really want to outline just like you did in elementary school. All right, and you're outlining not just that one episode. You're outlining all of the episodes that you have decided that you need to get done in a month. So if you are putting out one piece of content per week, then you are having to outline four different blog posts. You've done the keyword research for four different blog posts, so you know what they're going to be. Now, day three is where you're actually going to create that content. Now, for some of you, you are writing out this content, so you're going to write based on your outline. For others, you may be doing video where you are putting it out on YouTube, or you're doing audio where you're putting it out on a podcast. So, if you were just straight writing it, you're going to notice that you're going to take day three and day four to do this, because writing is much more extensive. It takes a ton more brain power than it does in order for someone just to speak like I do for my podcast, or if someone is doing a video, okay?
Hey there, guys. My name is Melanie from Mostly Under Control, and I am a member of Jenny's Influencer Entrepreneurs Insiders membership. I've been a part of it since 2017, and over these 6 years, I've taken full advantage of the weekly trainings that Jenny offers and the monthly group coaching. The group coaching is probably my favorite part of the membership. Jenny has taught me so many things for my business. She helped me niche down and write and teach about what I wanted so that I wouldn't burn out. In addition to what she teaches, the networking I've done with other members has been invaluable. I recommend her membership to all of my online business owner friends because it is worth every single penny.
So, when we then get into day four, it is going to be, if you are doing the written content, you're continuing it, you're editing it, you're adding to it, you're fleshing it out and making sure that it has everything in there that you need to have. If you are, and if you on day three did video or audio, now you are going to transcribe your video or audio content, and you are also going to then edit that. If you have a team that edits it, then you can push that off to the team so that can get done. You also can then use a transcription service. But again, it is important. We are talking about content sprint for a month of content as far as your blog content. So it's important that it's not simply just a transcription, because some of the words, the way in which you talk or the way in which you do a video is not going to read well as a blog post, and it's not going to do well. So you have to be able to edit it to make it specific to be able to work for a blog post. So you can use your transcription and then pop it into your outline in order to make it work. Day five is going to be the photography piece or the photos. Now, for some of you, my food bloggers, my DIYers that do projects that take multiple days, that have multiple steps, your photos may take a little bit more longer than just one day. So you may have to pull this out to day six, okay? But if you are someone that can use photos that you've already created, or you can use Canva images, then you're putting your photos into your blog post, making sure they have the alt descriptions, and you're doing the photos for multiple posts just for that day so that you can have everything all set and ready to go. Now, We've done 5 days. You've noticed that for some of you, it may take a little bit longer because writing the content, and if you're doing the editing of the videos or the podcast on your own, may take an extra day, as well as the photography. If you are doing, you're a food blogger and you're shooting and it takes you longer than that, you're going to need to extend it, okay? So then the last piece of this is after the content sprint, because now you've done this content, you have it out, you're mapped out for the month, you have blog content ready to go. You have to also then have the batching of social media content. And we talked about content batching for social media in a previous episode of where you can go through and make sure that you're doing it per platform and based on the calls to action that you need to have for those platforms, as well as making sure that it fits into the seasonality or the holidays that you are trying to promote at that time. So it really is going to take a look. I want you to make sure you go back to that episode and look through it, but your social media is going to come after that, where you can do it as a batch and make sure that you are getting it out. And then the final piece of this is going to be your email batching, which we talked about extensively, of being able to create that content calendar for your email and to make sure that you not only know the URLs that you're going to be sending them to, but the call to action for a product or service that you have. So it can be the next step that is connected to that content pillar that you focused on for the month for your content sprint. This is something that if you get this down to a system, it can save you hours, days, weeks, months. This is how I am able to not have to record a single podcast over the summer when my girls are home, because I've done all of this ahead of time. I do content sprints and make sure that I not only get a month ahead, but I try to get 3 months ahead in content so that I don't have to record and don't have to work as extensively as I normally would when my girls are home. I can enjoy the summer in the purpose of being able to be my own boss and to work for myself. All right, you guys, I appreciate you all so much for taking the time to listen in. I hope that you take advantage of this content sprint and put it into practice. If you need more guidance, get in the insiders group. We did this for the month of January. You can come back through and go and do it yourself and have that accountability and be able to ask the questions so that when you start to get stuck, you don't totally falter. All right, you guys, until next time, I will see you all then.